This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Dozens of people are injured after a bus crash in New York City. It happened yesterday when a double-decker tour bus and an MTA bus collided in Manhattan. First responders are reporting more than 60 people were hurt and over a dozen were hospitalized. None have life-threatening injuries. An investigation is ongoing. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is defending American industry during her trip to China. Yellen spoke in Beijing today at an event held by the American Chamber of Commerce and said she's been particularly troubled by punitive actions that have been taken against U.S. firms in recent months. She said in her meetings with her Chinese counterparts, she's been sharing the concerns of the U.S. business community, like China's use of expanded subsidies for state-owned enterprises and barriers to market access for foreign firms. The aide charged along with presidential candidate Donald Trump in his alleged classified documents case has pleaded not guilty.
Walt Nauta appeared in a federal courthouse on Thursday morning for his arraignment in Florida. He faces six charges, including making false statements and conspiracy to obstruct justice. Nauta is accused of helping the former president hide documents from investigators. Trump pleaded not guilty to 37 counts last month. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Teenagers can now have their own Uber accounts. The new feature allows for teens to request their own rides or to order food. The special accounts can be supervised by parents through the family profile in the Uber app. A parent with an active profile can send an invite to their teen to create the account, and the safety features will automatically be enabled. Yesterday marked the first day the feature was active. Well, if you're going to splurge, today is the day, as it's World Chocolate Day. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Food and Drug Administration is granting full approval to a potential breakthrough Alzheimer's drug that attacks the cause.
Leqembi is the first drug proven to slow the memory loss disease. Other approved drugs only targeted symptoms. The drug got fast-tracked early this year based on evidence that it clears brain buildups associated with the disease. I'm Dave Collins.
The United States will be arming Ukraine with cluster bombs. The Pentagon is expected to announce today that President Biden has approved Ukraine's request for the weapons. The provision will bypass a U.S. law prohibiting the production, use, or transfer of cluster munitions, which are banned by most countries in the world. The National Basketball Association's top draft pick, Victor Wembanyama, says he did not realize a woman who tried to stop him in a Las Vegas hotel lobby was Britney Spears.
The San Antonio Spurs players in Las Vegas for the NBA's Summer League games, and Spears claims she was struck in the face by a member of Wembanyama's security detail when she tried to get a photo with him.
I didn't see what happened because I was walking straight and we told don't stop. So I just know that the security pushed her away. I don't know how much force, though, but...
Following an apology by the security team member, TMZ reports there were battery charges filed. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Thanks for listening, my friend, and a TGIF to you. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. He's John Fleetwood. Yes, the managing editor for American Faith joins us now. We're going to talk about how these major governments are admitting that they're going to use fear-based psychological tactics to force citizens' compliance in future lockdowns. Are you ready for that? I mean, we're not making this stuff up. I mean, as if we didn't experience it for 2.5 years under COVID. It worked so well that, as the old saying goes, people do that which they get rewarded for. And the politicians who are hungry for power and control, this was a big reward for them. They saw their constituency cower and fold and look to them as the source of their salvation. And how good did that work out for you? I mean, even to the point that our own country is willing to turn over the responsibility and, dare I say, sovereignty of our nation when it comes to future pandemics to the WHO. And we know explicitly, we know by evidence, the WHO mishandled. They messed this whole thing up. They were wrong. Probably, John, what do you think, 90% of the time, or is that giving them too much benefit of the doubt?
Yeah. Wait, what about 90% of the time? I'm sorry, Bill. I said I cut out your 2 seconds.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. No, I said that the WHO, the pressure from Facebook was that we had to comply with whatever the WHO said, right? And if we were in conflict with the WHO, then, our tweets were getting canceled. We were being stifled. We could not communicate. Free speech was out the door. And we know in retrospect, the WHO didn't get one thing right that I'm aware of regarding the management of COVID-19, and our government is negotiating and willing to surrender our sovereignty without our vote, going to surrender it to the WHO so that in future pandemics, and of course you know that, politicians being what they are, is that with this kind of power, then everything becomes a pandemic, whether we're talking climate change, migrant control, immigration, I mean, you name it, and then now our Democratic Republic is really, really shot down down the El Toilito, and then we're gonna look to the WHO for for our leadership, really.
Well, and then what happens when we let that happen? When we allow the WHO to take control of our government, what happens? Well, we know what happens.
You assume the position. You assume the position because everybody's gonna get vaccinated without choice.
Well, that's one of the worst ones, but as you mentioned in the beginning there, well, the World Health Organization, they're obviously working hand in hand with not just the United States government, governments all around the world, including in England, in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
The UK has what's called the Behavioral Insights Team. That's a fancy term mm-hmm. for what they're it's known as now as the Nudge unit, the nudge unit. Like, you kind of nudge someone to do this or that. Well, what the nudge unit in the UK, part of the UK's government working in hand with the WHO, is to modify the citizen's behavior. And they use this with psychological tactics like you talked about. But they literally use what they call fear-based messaging. You've got this Professor Halpern. He's this member of this team. He defended the use of so-called fear-based messaging. Then they say, well, it's for critical circumstances. We can actually try to scare the citizenry into doing what we want. And he said that sometimes it's necessary to cut through to people, especially if you think that people are wrongly calibrated. Now, that's a fancy way of saying that when a population isn't, they're not doing what you want them to do. They're, quote, wrongly calibrated. So then that makes it okay to use these fear tactics. So that's what happens when we allow the WHO to take over our governments, which they're trying to do. That's what ends up happening, is they use these scare tactics. Now, Bill, it was back in 2021. We reported on this in American Faith, and I think we actually talked about it. There were these psychologists from the UK who were accusing England's government, of its officials, of using covert psychological strategies, direct quote, to manipulate the public's behavior. So they claimed that the government was putting the country in a, quote, a state of heightened anxiety, and that the inflated fear levels among citizens would be responsible for the collateral death of many thousands of people, even with non-COVID illnesses, who were, quote, too frightened to attend hospital. So I know it's kind of complicated, but they're using these scare tactics, psychological warfare, on their own people, on the books, to scare people into taking the shot, into doing what the government wants them to do. But then that's also having a spillover effect of people then being too afraid because their own government has scared them too much, literally to death in some cases, because people are literally too frightened to go to the hospital because of this state of fear that the government has put them in. And these psychologists were also concerned that the British public have been the subject of a mass experiment in the use of covert strategies, direct quote, that operate, quote, below their level of awareness. So people would say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. No. This is what the government is doing. And we have similar things going on in the U.S. with Operation Mockingbird that you, I know we've talked about on your show before. But these world governments, in league with the World Health Organization, they're literally doing, they have to do psychological operations on the public in order to get them to do what the government wants them to do. It's absurd. It sounds like something out of 1984, but it's real.
Well, it really is. Well, the thing is that we're all being treated like cattle, and we're being herded, and that's what this is all about. And it's all part and parcel of a social credit score, the DEI, all this stuff to bring conformity about, but more importantly is to dumb people down to where they would surrender and not believe their own lying eyes and their own brains and common sense, but that they would turn it over, you know, to the government and let the government do their thinking for them. And when that happens, the government's got total power and total control. And so this is their utopia. But, you know, we cannot allow that to happen because, look, if the government would have had total control in COVID-19, John, how many more people would have died as a result of it? Because whether we're talking what happened in New York with Governor Cuomo, you know, 15,000 elderly people die because of just stupid management terms. I mean, this was just stupid what he did, and he got away with it. What is he getting in trouble for? He gets in trouble for a sexual harassment case. I mean, that trumps killing 15,000 plus people with your irresponsible leadership. I mean, you know, this is how absurd this is coming here, is that we're everything's gotten so inverted. The things that should be most important are set aside. And the only way you can get rid of these people, and you're thankful that you get rid of them. Okay, so he loses his job.
I mean, the guy killed 15,000 people. That's the worst you can do for him is just, you know, fire him? That's all?
Yeah, they're getting people that way. They're suppressing the good medication like budesonide, ivermectin.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from John Fleetwood after this. Stay with us.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with John Fleetwood. John Fleetwood, who you're not upset at all. I mean, you were really counting. I mean, you thought, you knew for sure that $20,000 tuition forgiveness was bogus anyway. You saw it for exactly what it was, that it was, one of those honeypots that was thrown out there. And I don't know why people believe Joe Biden and the Democrats. I mean, it's like they constantly lie and they tell these young voters, hey, vote for me. You know, I'm going to give you a $20,000 break on your tuition. And, you know, and even though, you know, people quickly, even Nancy Pelosi says, ah, that's not going to work. You can't do that. But he puts it out there anyway, lies to these kids, young people. I say kids, you know, because we got people in their 30s and maybe early 40s that are looking at the $20,000 reduction in their tuition. And it was something the president, you know, he didn't have the right to offer it. It was disingenuous. And now, when the Constitution wins out, you know, Joe Biden wants to blame, you know, the guys in the black robes, and especially those ones that, you know, that Trump guy, you know, put into office. You know, you guys elected him, and, you know, we got those three conservative judges, and, you know, they've taken away your sexual rights. They've taken away, you know, affirmative action. You know, they've done all these evil things. Which, you know, God forbid that it would be consistent with our Constitution, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's so, again, with the college tuition, and I'm glad that SCOTUS did what they did there. I'm glad they did what they did, you know, banning race-based affirmative action at colleges. I'm glad what they did, you know, banning Biden's administration from being able to collude with big tech to censor conservative free speech online. I'm also happy that they're not doing this socialist thing anymore that they're always trying to do with college tuition, pay for what, these degrees that are kind of worthless now, a lot of them, and it's socialism, it's pure socialism and communism, and it never works. They'll lie to you to try to get something from you, and a lot of people got duped and they're upset about that. Thankfully, probably now a lot of these people who thought that was going to happen are moving closer to the center politically, which means toward the conservative side. But we have to remember, any kind of socialist promise where we're going to pool everybody's money together for the quote unquote greater good, everywhere that goes, not only fails, it leads to bodies stacking up. I mean, look what happened in Mao's China.
Exactly.
Look what happened in, look at Ceausescu, look at Mussolini in Italy, look at what happened in Russia, look what happened in Germany, all these places that Marxism takes root. So any kind of socialism takes root, these far left ideas, you get millions upon millions upon millions of people who die. So they're not just bad ideas because you get lied to by your government and you feel like you got gypped. They're not just bad ideas because they don't work, but they're bad ideas because they ultimately lead to deaths of millions of people. Socialism is not a good idea. We need to learn from history so we don't make the same mistake.
Well, that's what evil does, John, and people don't want to think of it as being evil, but it's flat out. You'll know it by its fruit. Again, one of the things we keep talking about time and time again, you've got to know the real from the unreal, that which is legitimate versus that which is counterfeit. And what the isms promote is a counterfeit form of governance. There's no way, because once you take God out of the picture, it's godless, okay? And that's really the bottom line. I mean, do you want to live anywhere without God, John? And knowing what you know, I mean, I'm a little bit older than you, and I know your choice, and that's a good choice. You know, it's like, you know, when God puts that, you know, that question before us in the Bible, it says, okay, you've got a choice between life and death. And almost right away, doesn't even give you a chance to think about it. He says, choose life. Life's the best choice, right? And that's where we are right now. For people who experience the difference and know the difference between the legitimate and the counterfeit, we tell you, choose the legitimate. And what they're offering is the counterfeit, and the counterfeit is destructive, it is evil, and it produces what evil produces. And that is lying, cheating, murder, stealing. I mean, just go on all down the list of the negative things that you would least want in your life. That's what you get.
Right. And I think there's an interesting point to be made here about evil, because we discuss right and wrong on the right because we're Christian. We believe in objective moral values and duties. We get those from Scripture. We get those from, you know, special revelation from the Holy Spirit, too. So we talk about good and evil, and a lot of times we think, well, the other side, they don't believe in good and evil. Well, they do believe in such a thing as good and evil, but they think they're good and evil is different, but they still believe in them. Like, they would say it's evil for SCOTUS to knock down Roe v. Wade. They would say it's evil for SCOTUS to knock down Biden's quote-unquote free tuition for people. So they still believe in evil. Now, this is where it gets even more interesting for me, Bill, is that even the left's belief in good and evil, it still points to the existence of God, because they would say that SCOTUS knocking down free tuition is evil. It really is evil, and I don't care what you say on the right, it really is. No matter what you say, it is evil. So they believe in objective evil, but if there is objective good and evil, there has to be a God, because there can't be objective moral values and duties. There can't be moral laws without there being a moral lawgiver.
So right, exactly.
It's like where else would it come from, and who else could sustain it but a God? So even the left, you know, position on
yeah,
the right.
Yeah, but you can't reason. Yeah, but you can't reason with them, because as soon as you get them in that position and you say, okay, you're talking evil. Okay, who defines evil? And you get that glazed over look, because they throw the evil, when they throw the evil card out like that, it is to conclude a conversation, not to further the conversation. It's to invalidate you and to shut you up and cancel you. That's their approach. It's always been the approach. It's not one of enlightenment. It's not one to enlarge and expand the conversation. It's to short circuit it, because if you're not in compliance with what I'm saying, you're no friend of mine.
Well, it's true that we're not expecting everybody to be able to reason, but it's just like with evangelism, right? Like the Great Commission, Matthew 28, you know, 18, 19 and following, you go out into the world, make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It's not, well, and if they can't reason, don't give it to them. No. We still give them the good news. We still give them Christ. So we don't expect everybody to make those A, B, C, D logical connections. But we're not aiming at everyone. We're just aiming for those people who, in God's will, are ready. You know, somebody's already tilled the soil, they planted the seed, they've done the watering, and then we go out and give them those little logical tidbits like, hey, you on the left, you believe in good and evil. Doesn't that mean there has to be a moral lawgiver like God? We could mm-hmm. give them that, right?
Right, right. Yeah, let him chew on that for a while. It's interesting. Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's what can be fun sometimes, John, is when you pose, you know, a logical question, a critical, you know, question to them, and they're ill-equipped, because as a rule, they don't like to debate. They don't like to have these conversations. This is what dumbs themselves down, as Jordan Peterson says, because they silo themselves. And they only hear their own voices and their own echoes. And in the process, no matter how intelligent they may be at the very beginning, at the end of the conversation, they've really reduced their IQ, you know, if I can put it in those terms.
Yeah.
We got about a minute left, John. Go ahead. So.
Well, to make it a full circle here and connect it with the free college tuition, it's almost a good thing for those people on the left, because our colleges, they don't teach reason anymore. They don't teach logic anymore, because those things are, you know, they say that they're racist, you know? So it's like, it's almost a good thing that they didn't get these college tuitions, because they wouldn't have learned it anyway. Today, it's almost better to just
right.
follow your curiosity. Whenever you think of something interesting, go research it for yourself online.
Exactly. Well, that's why we say, John, own your own knowledge. You know, don't just take John Fleetwood's word or Bill Martinez's word for it. You know, hopefully what we've done is we've motivated you to say, hey, you know, I'm going to check this out. And then you own that bit of knowledge, and you're all the wiser, and you're a positive impact on your family and the rest of the people that you come in your circle of influence, right? John Fleetwood, he's the managing editor for American Faith. Thank you, John. Have a great day. Take care.
Thanks, Bill. See ya.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News Update. Dozens of people are injured after a bus crash in New York City. It happened yesterday when a double-decker tour bus and an MTA bus collided in Manhattan. First responders are reporting more than 60 people were hurt and over a dozen were hospitalized. None have life-threatening injuries. An investigation is ongoing. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is defending American industry during her trip to China. Yellen spoke in Beijing today at an event held by the American Chamber of Commerce and said she's been particularly troubled by punitive actions that have been taken against U.S. firms in recent months. She said in her meetings with her Chinese counterparts, she's been sharing the concerns of the U.S. business community, like China's use of expanded subsidies for state-owned enterprises and barriers to market access for foreign firms. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to be joining up with my good friend, his audience, our audience together, as we do every once in a while. Always good fun to join up with the Cajun Crusher himself, Jeff Cruer, his audience on WGSO 990 AM there in Louisiana. A lot of good news coming out of Louisiana. We're going to talk about that. Good news about what's going on with the Jim Caviezel movie. Have you had a chance to see it yet? Tim Ballard, when he was on with us, said, look, we're going to try and sell, two million tickets for the 2 million that have been trafficked, that have been human trafficked. And maybe it was billion, was it? I don't know, million, billion. Anyway, it's a lot of tickets. And we're getting close. I think we have, a good number. And, of course, the news out of the box office was that they had, they overwhelmed, Indiana Jones. I mean, who would have thought that they would beat them at the box office? But here it is in 2,600 theaters. I say get out there, see the movie, support this movie. It is it's a tough movie to watch, but it's the reality of where we are. And to understand that this country, in the United States, as we mentioned earlier, we're probably one of the top three countries in the world that participates in sex trafficking. I mean, there are too many consumers for it, and this is a moral issue in our country. And you watch this movie, and like some people, because it's not necessarily directly in their face. They think, well, it's not happening here. That's Honduras. That's some third world country. But the fact of the matter is it's happening. It's happening in your zip code, and it's more prevalent than you realize because they've been able to kind of keep it
in the dark, and we've gone along without noticing, you know, what is going on. So here's what we're facing with. But a powerful movie, highly recommended, and I know that you'll be motivated, and this is going to open your eyes big time when you see this movie. We're still on standby, I guess, for Jeff Carrere, are we? I guess we're still trying to connect with his people. Well, we'll be on continued standby here and see what. Okay, so I guess we're about ready to punch in here with Jeff's audience here. We're standing. Okay, obviously he's gotten delayed a little bit further than we anticipated. So, but you know, I will. Oh, here we are.
We can connect with our friend Bill Martinez and simulcast our programs here on the airwaves. Bill, are you with us?
Hey, Jeff, I'm with you, buddy. Hey, you know, I was just getting ready to brag about you and what Louisiana has done when it comes to our First Amendment right. The Western District of Louisiana, Judge Terry Doughty's injunction that vindicates the rights of those who have been censored and sends an important message to the federal government, plaintiffs and individuals involved with the free speech lawsuit, Missouri v. Biden, right?
That judge is maybe one of the best judges in the country. He's a courageous judge, and he stood up for freedom and freedom of speech and our constitutional rights. And, of course, the government was censoring, and they got no right censoring what a individual is saying about these issues, such whether it be COVID or the 2020 election or Hunter Biden or January 6th or whatever it is. And thank God for that judge. And I also want to give credit to our Attorney General, Jeff Landry, who brought forward the case along with the Attorney General in Missouri.
Exactly.
Commended as well.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, and the thing is, this reinforced just how much our government has been lying to us, Jeff. This is quite clear. Mike Barone wrote a piece this morning that I think was one of those important commentaries that we need to consider, because everybody else is talking, you know, the left is talking, oh, you know, this is unfair, the court is biased, yada yada, the whole deal. But Michael says, wait a minute, let's go back and look at the genesis of these issues that were just recently decided by the Supreme Court, and they were all bathed in lies. You know, whether it's, you know, Joe Biden promising that he could forgive $20,000 of tuition debt to the people that even Nancy Pelosi said early on 2 years ago, that's not possible. You know, the president does not have the authority to do that. Joe Biden knew that he didn't have, but, you know, the people that followed him and that bought into that narrative and that are so upset right now, and they want to blame the judges when they ought to be blaming President Joe Biden, because the reason he put that out there is bait so that he could get your vote. And guess what? You gave him the vote. You delivered on your vote to him, but he didn't deliver on his end. And he should have known, and not should have known. He knew from the get-go that he was throwing a Hail Mary.
And you know what? Some other issues here that they've been censoring are based on lies as well. Look at the Hunter Biden laptop. I mean, the lies that were promoted that, oh, it was Russian disinformation. No, it wasn't. It was the truth, and that laptop is real, and those are real crimes on there, and they've been protecting Hunter Biden ever since, and they're still doing it. And
yes,
then, of
exactly.
course, COVID. A lot of the, of course, supposed experts and what they said about COVID, whether it be the vaccine or the therapeutics, that was inaccurate. A lot of the critics and the people raising questions were right on target, and that good information was censored. That could have led to people unnecessarily dying.
Exactly.
So, the government doesn't know all, and a lot of the people that do know the truth were being censored. And, you know, this ruling is just historic. And
it is, and it should be an encouragement to fair-minded people, Jeff, that we realize, again, the cumulative intelligence of 330 million people, I think a lot better than 500 oligarchs that are pulling the levers of our government. Not counting, you know, not even counting the elected officials, because what do they know? I mean, we're just on the other side of the 4th of July, and I challenged them. I said, I guarantee you, if we got a row of elected officials out of Congress, senators and congressmen, and we lined them up and we had an equal row of newly nationalized citizens to the country, and I'll tell you, I know who would win a contest here in deciding, in answering questions about our government.
Right.
Because I would dare say that probably a lot of those officials haven't even read the Constitution.
And I think we know who would be more honest And I think we know who would be better public servants. And I think we know who would look out for the public interest as opposed to their self-interest. So, yeah, we've got people that have been up there for way too long that are just looking out for themselves and have forgotten that they're public servants, supposed to be protecting and representing us. And,
right.
Yeah, things have gotten out of whack, and hopefully we can turn things around. I'd love to see term limits, Bill. I'd love to see these people serve for a limited time and then get the hell out.
It can't be a profession. It doesn't serve our purposes. It's not in the best interest. You know, as you say and you wrote about in your latest commentary, Jeff, is that, you know, you look back at 247 years of exceptionalism, you know, this great country that we've been blessed to be born in and participate in this great American experiment. But, you know, America's greatest threats today, you know, it's not China, Russia, Iran, even our open southern borders, or even as some vehemently believe, the climate. You know, Abraham Lincoln, you know, pointed the way, says, look, if we're going to, you know, lose this democratic republic, it will be from within, not an existential threat.
Well,
and this is exactly what's going on. Go ahead.
I do want to point out that I did a poll, Bill, and that's exactly what our listeners, viewers, and readers said, is that the number one threat is not white supremacy, what Joe Biden says, because that only got 1% in our poll. The number one of all the different options I put on there was the deep state spying on our citizens, the 25%, also the open southern border. So those were the two things that at least our folks thought were the biggest threats to our country, not from, you know, white supremacy, which is something made up by Joe Biden and his, you know, lackeys in government to try to divide people.
Well, it's all to ignore the captured elected officials, you know, that Miranda Devine referred to in her book, you know, The Laptop from Hell. And that is that, and even Trevor Loudon in his new books, he cites these government officials, elected officials, Jeff, that are card-carrying communists. I mean, they are undermining the very thing that they take an oath of office for, and they swear allegiance to, you know, to those of us who put them into office and elect them. And it's as if they just lie. I mean, they're not lying, only lying to us, but they're lying to God, because when you take that oath of office, you're swearing to God and your allegiance to this country to protect and defend our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And they're not doing that.
They're not. And they need to be removed. And we need to be putting people in office that are going to put America first and the American people first. And
amen.
Hopefully that's going to be happening very soon.
You got it. Got to leave it there, my friend. Jeff Guerrero, thank you, buddy. Take care.
Bill.
Best
thank
vacation
you,
ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. Robin Chambers from Focus on the Family is going to be joining us in just a few moments. She's the Executive Director of Advocacy for the Children at Focus on the Family. And we're going to consider, you know, what has happened. I mean, it's amazing to think that it's already been a year since the Dobbs decision. And Robin joins us now. Robin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Good to be here.
Okay, so let's take a look. What has Focus been doing to help moms and preborn babies since the decision of Dobbs?
Oh, we have had such an incredibly busy year, but a good year. One of our main goals is to offer more resources for women who find themselves in that unexpected pregnancy. Pardon me. We want her to know that there's more resources for her than she probably even knows. And so we're creating a national directory of all of the resources, including safe housing, safe affordable housing, child care for her child, maybe even scholarships, possibly even connecting her with organizations that have remote work so that she doesn't have to worry about child care when she has that baby and brings that baby home. And so more and more and more of these resources are being uncovered by my staff, and we are creating this directory as a tool for pregnancy centers to have right at their fingertips when that young woman comes in and says, I can't have a baby because, and then we want to be able to fill in that blank with, yes, you can, and here's how.
Here's why. Yeah, exactly. And Robin, you know, help the people understand. I mean, Focus, you just didn't jump into this, you know, yesterday or last year. This has been part of the ministry forever. And so you've got a network and experience of other moms that have gone through this process, and these questions have come about through the natural interaction. And so here we are. Yes, it's 1 year after Dobbs, but we're talking decades of information and experience, and people, you know, would be moms just like them who've gone through this. And these were the questions that they've had, and the questions and answers are an accumulation of all this experience, which is, wow, I mean, that's a lot of power and a lot of, I think, comfort, especially for, you know, women who come in and saying, I've got a problem. Well, you may have a problem, but we have some solutions. Do you want to hear them, right?
Right, and you're right. This is something that Focus on the Family was founded on. And in fact, it's one of our five pillars, the sanctity of human life, and that includes you know, this preborn baby and that mama, absolutely, all the way through the end of life, when this is something that was very near and dear to Dr. Dawson's heart.
Right.
And he has been such an advocate for pregnancy center work for nearly 50 years. The ministry's been around for 47. And then what was so beautiful about that transition from doctor to Jim Daly, our new president, I say new, he's been there for a few years.
Right.
But Jim was just as pro-life, if I can use that, but just as big of an advocate. In fact, I love telling pregnancy centers, anytime I see Jim, he'll say, how are their centers? How are they doing? What can we do? How can we help? And that's been one of our goals, is to have a network of pregnancy centers. So they're on the front lines. They are amazing men and women on the front lines, and they really are talking to women and their partners about life and death decisions every single day. And so working with those pregnancy centers has been honestly one of the joys of my life at Focus. Pardon me. Because they are on that front line, and so what better way for Focus to continue that than to find other ways to continue to invest in those pregnancy centers so they can serve even more women in this Dobbs, post-Dobbs world, I guess.
Exactly.
Finding ways to just really continue to equip them with all the resources they need to help those women.
And what adds to the story of Jim Daly is his own personal story. You know, when you know his personal story, you think, wow, I mean, here he is. He's the president of Focus on the Family. And but for a different decision, he wouldn't be here.
That's right. His mother was older. They, you know, when Jim was born, it was not typical to have a baby at that age when his mom had him. And, you know, she was encouraged to abort because of her age, and, you know, and then Jim's amazing story of being in foster care and how God just, you know, really moved him out of that, and how he came to Christ is such an amazing story. But that's why Jim's heart comes through and everything that he does in the life space. And when I say he's an advocate for life, he truly is. And it's so fun to get to tell him the stories. And I'm going to give you an inside scoop. I just found out yesterday, through Option Ultrasound, more than 500,000 moms have chosen life for their babies. That is a huge milestone.
Wow, that is huge.
And it's
500,000?
500,000. And that's because of Dr. Dobson and then Jim. Not compromising on this issue of life.
Well, it's the whole team, and it's what's happening. You know, you and I talked about this before, Robin. This is a naturally organic groundswell. That is, I believe it has been because of the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, as we learn from the book of Genesis, you know, when the earth was void, you sense, you know, said the Spirit of God was hovering over the darkness and the chaos. Now, when you've got abortion and people, you know, giving up the importance, the sanctity of life and all that that represents, I mean, that is chaos. That's evil. And the Holy Spirit has been hovering over this all these years, for 50 years, and we're starting to see the results of God's holy hand moving on this, and people once again coming to the reality of, number one, how important the sanctity of life is, and how important life is, even more so. And you hear these stories, you know, whether it's Dr. Dobbs, so many other stories that we'll never hear, Robin, that where, you know, but for a different decision, a child, now a grown adult, contributing to their families, to their neighborhoods, to their communities, are here because of that one choice. And that is something, you know, to celebrate. And I wish that we could have enough time to tell, but they're endless. They're endless, these kind of stories. I mean, here you are. You've set into motion 500,000 lives and decisions that have been dramatically altered. Wow. Just to think about that for a moment, Robin, is overwhelming. To think about 500,000 lives and contributors to humanity. How many doctors, how many teachers, how many scientists, how many inventors? You just can't wait to see what that's going to develop into.
I agree. And what a celebration. Just listening to you talk about this, Bill, it brings such joy. that I wasn't going to cry today. It brings such joy to think about women being rescued from a decision that would impact
exactly
their life forever. And women being told, you can do this, you can have your baby, and you can do all these things. And just think of the Holy Spirit hovering over all these pregnancy centers who are staying on that front line, even though they're being bombarded every day.
And attacked, yes, exactly.
The other side, yes, to say, no, those women are valuable. Those children are valuable. And those daddies are
exactly
valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And what a celebration is going on in heaven right now, and I just can't even imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, it is really precious, and I'm glad you brought that back into focus in terms of, you know, the moms, the dads. This is the other thing that we're seeing more and more of, Robin, is that, you know, men are stepping up, especially in a culture, and I think it's interesting right now because we have a very profiled situation going on with the president's son and a child. And it's heartbreaking to think, you know, what's happening. And my prayer for that young daughter, that 4-year-old girl, so precious, and her mother, the courage that she's had to raise this child and to be thrust in this kind of profile position, you know, God knows what to make of it. And I believe that there's going to be an incredible response. I mean, in fact, I'm writing a commentary, and I understand that she does have a grandfather who loves her, and that he's a successful businessman from what I hear, and you know, and I'm sure he loves her to death. But I would say and offer that I believe that there's a lot of men around the country that if this child should ever fill any void because one father decided not to step up and assume his responsibilities to this life that he brought into this world, that there are many men as surrogates who would be proud to step up and fill any void that she may think that she would lose in the process. Because, you know, that's not the way men are, and that's not the way men want to be depicted. But there are righteous and decent men out there that would be more than willing to step up, even though she already has one grandfather. But if she thinks that she needs another one and wants one, hey, look, there's a lot of guys out there. No holds barred. We'd be happy to send her a birthday card, any kind of, you know, a graduation card, whatever lies in her future, and support her in any way possible, if you know what I'm saying.
Right, right. And I think that's what, you know, God designed men to be the protectors. And so stepping into that role is so key.
Yeah. Well, Robin, again, congratulations to Focus on the Family. There's a lot of people involved here. There's a lot of history, 50 years of history of getting to this point. And you talk about the icing on the cake, 500,000 lives changed. And the sanctity of life honored by the grace of God. God is good, isn't he?
Amen.
Yeah. Robin, where can people go for more information? We got 15 seconds left.
FocusOnTheFamily.com and go to our Pro-Life page and find lots of wonderful resources for you and your family.
And hear a lot more great stories, too, out there, too. You will be greatly encouraged. Robin Chambers, thank you for being with us. Take care. God bless.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever got...